Mike Lupica is a sports columnist for New York's Daily News, a host of his own show on ESPN Radio, and a weekly member of ESPN's The Sports Reporters. He is also a best-selling author, and his brand new book is Fantasy League. He is the number one best-selling author of many popular books for young readers, and now we add Fantasy League to that list. He'll be at Odyssey Books in South Hadley, Massachusetts on September 25th, and we welcome Mike Lupica to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Really nice to have you here. So, what brought you to this idea of a fantasy football and bringing it to younger readers?
Well, I've got three sons. They're all in their 20s now, and I've seen how obsessed they are with it. I know what my living room is like on Sundays when we're all together watching games, and I've seen how fantasy sports, but particularly fantasy football, have exploded, and I just thought it would be really fun to have one of my characters, a 12-year-old from one of my books, be like the pinball wizard of fantasy football. And it's so often in my books, you know, it's a star basketball player, or baseball player, or football player. This boy's brain is what sets him apart, his passion for football, his love for football, and it gives him a certain status in the seventh grade. And by chance, his best friend is the granddaughter of the old man who has brought pro football back to Los Angeles, a terrific girl named Anna, and he makes a couple of suggestions, and one involves an aging quarterback who is sitting on the bench in Cincinnati, but Charlie Gaines, my hero, has been sort of tracking what he's done when he's on the field, and he thinks he's still got some ball left in him, and the Bulldogs go ahead and sign him. And he turns the fortunes of a losing team around. But then before long, the world finds out that a 12-year-old boy is sort of acting as the de facto general manager, even though most kids think they could run their teams better than many of their favorite teams are being run. And that touches off the action of the book. Actually, the sweetest relationship in this book is between Charlie and Joe Warren, the old man. Charlie's looking for a dad because his is left. The old man just loves his passion and his love for football, and it's being wonderfully received, this book. We've tapped into, you know, my audience and the fantasy football thing, so it's been a lot of fun.
As far as that fantasy football thing, when you started this, it certainly was not, when you started in sports reporting, this was not nearly the big deal that it is now. It's grown so substantially in just the past decade. What do you think it is about it that has grabbed not only adults, but kids as well?
It's the ability to, in sports, play God and prove that you can match your research, your feel for the game, your own expertise against everybody else. It's the competition of it. It's the way football has exploded over the last 20 years in this country. But I'm telling you, I've always said this, all the way back to a book of mine that I wrote called Mad as Hell about sports fans back in the 90s. Never assume that the people running your team know more about sports than you do, because most of the time they don't. And this is a chance for, in this insane information age of sports, for sports fans to not only match their brains against their buddies, but sort of get a sense of how they're doing against the rest of the field nationally. I really think it's made everybody smarter, because if there's one thing in my book that I believe, and if there's one theme of this book, it's this: kids know more about sports than we do. They just do. And I've seen it in my own life, so it was fun to put it into practice in Fantasy League.
One of the things I think that's really cool is you talk about this difference between physical sports talent and intelligent sports talent, that you look at the other ways that kids can really be involved in sports without the physical aspect.
Oh, no, it's Charlie's – it's not just Charlie's brain in this. They call him brain gains, but
yeah.
It's not just his brain. It's his passion. It's all tied up into this one wonderful mix. It's brains. It's the ability to work and study this stuff. But it all starts with his love for football. And I think that is the thing that is making young readers love this character, because they come to my books because they love sports. And then they get a good story in the process. But it's their love of sports that drives them all. And now Charlie gets to be famous for loving football the way he does.
I have a 13-year-old nephew. He's a big fan of your work. He turns to me and is watching what's happening on the screen with the NFL and says, I don't understand why they're being so stupid.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question.
How do you answer that? Yeah.
First of all, it starts with the people who run the sport. And you must differentiate. It wasn't Roger Goodell who hit a woman in an elevator. It's not Roger Goodell who's accused of committing these crimes. It's not Roger Goodell who's accused of taking a stick to a four-year-old child. It is the players themselves. But he has so badly mishandled this. He has so badly, in the arrogance of the league, misidentified what is a huge problem in this country. It's been going on for years in pro football. We all missed it with Greg Hardy back in May. Nobody stopped me from yelling about it or writing about it. And in a way, we had been so desensitized. So, yeah, they are acting stupid. I hope college kids and high school kids are watching what's happening to pros and saying, okay, now I know how you're not supposed to act. Robin Givens said something on the Today Show that was really interesting to me. You know why something's going to change now in the NFL? Because guys are finally mad about domestic violence. Not women. Guys are mad about it. Guys were horrified when they saw that punch in the elevator. So, you know, a bunch of us dumb guys are finally going to fix this in professional sports.
So do you think it'll have an impact on the kids? The kids who read your books, the kids who love sports, that they look at it and is it a chance for a reset button to be set, do you think?
Yes. Yes, there's a sea change. Sometimes the sea change happens whether you want it or not. So there's going to be a sea change in this country about domestic violence. There's going to be a sea change in professional sports about it. Kids don't have to love sports any less because of some knotheads, okay? I mean, you look, there's 1,700 players under contract in the National Football League, okay? There's only 32 owners. Right now, you've got, let's see, one owner accused of sexual harassment. You have another owner who just got suspended for 6 games because of DUI. Jimmy Haslam of the Browns, he had to pay like a $92 million fan for cheating customers in another one of his business. The Wolf brothers, who didn't know enough not to keep Adrian Peterson suspended, they've run afoul of the law. There's only 32 of them. So do the percentages on dumb owners and do the percentages on dumb players. And it's a pretty dramatic skewed towards the dumb owners.
So you have the sea change, and you are optimistic that there will be improvement.
Yeah, absolutely. They got dragged kicking and screaming to awareness on this issue. And you know what? Here's the thing. This really started in this country with Jhené Palmer getting hit in the head. Well, now it's like the rest of us have been hit upside the head with that switch of Adrian Peterson's to make us aware of how serious this whole issue is.
Do you think, and obviously you've been covering sports for a long time, what is it about the sporting world where often it doesn't transfer from one sport to the other? So what we see happen with even steroids in baseball doesn't transfer over to other sports. What we see in this case for domestic violence isn't necessarily happening in baseball or the NBA. And if it is, it isn't receiving the attention.
Guess what? I've been saying this all along. If Bob Selig is absolutely right. Baseball is held to a higher standard. If baseball had had everything that's happened in football over the last several years, Aaron Hernandez is in jail accused of murder. Okay, start there. Javon Belcher of the Chiefs shot the mother of his children to death and then killed himself at the Chiefs training center. Now you've had all of this domestic violence. People are still like wringing their hands and they're hysterical about steroids things that happened in baseball in the 1990s. If baseball had been accused of all of this stuff, there would be a congressional investigation into the sport. And football has gotten a pass because it's become such a huge monolithic industry in this country.
So it's all about the money, but all these sports obviously make money, with the possible exception of the NHL.
Everybody's scared of the NFL.
Yeah.
No network speaks out. No network speaks out because they're afraid that the next time the contract comes around. But here's the biggest myth of all. And I know we're running out of time here. Here's the biggest myth of all. The owners are going to support Goodell because they need him, because he's making them all this money. Anybody could make them all this money, as popular as football is. My late friend Bob Wasser used to run CBS Sports. And I asked him one time, what was it like negotiating the new network contract with Pete Rozelle. He said, "Oh, it's pretty much the same every time. You go into Pete's office, you sit down, you make some small talk. He asks you how your family's doing. He asks you if you'd like some coffee or tea. And then he sticks a sack over your head, puts a gun in your ear, and tells you how much you're going to pay." I could negotiate these contracts.
Mike Lupica's new book is Fantasy League. He's going to be at Odyssey Books in South Hadley, Massachusetts on September 25th. We look forward to having you in town, Mike. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for taking the time to let me talk about my book today. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Again, the title of the book is Fantasy League. It is published by Penguin. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.